What was your reaction when you saw, you know, during that timeout with the chair?
That's just Coach McCaffrey, fiery guy. You know, he's got our best interest in mind. You know, it's just him, so not much reaction out of me.
Do you like seeing a coach that gets fiery like that?
Yeah, I mean, it shows that he cares about us and he's fighting for us. So, I mean, he said that to you guys before, that he does that after the UNI game. And, you know, I get that vibe from him, and, you know, that's why I love him.
When you got back here and you got a chance to watch the film of Tuesday's game and evaluate things, was it as difficult having to sit there and watch all the mistakes that were made at the time as opposed to, like, when you're actually living in that moment and going through it?
Yeah, it's just as difficult because, I mean, you see things that, you know, we go over every day and we talked about before the game that, you know, just simple things that we messed up. And, I mean, it's tough to see on tape, but it's something you have to watch and learn from. And, you know, we got Michigan, so we got to take the things that we learned from that game and, you know, get ready for this week.
You talk about the things that you learned from that last game and carrying it over. What are some of the things that you feel now that you have to be able to do on Saturday?
Mm-hmm. I mean, our defense is just, it wasn't there against Michigan State, especially in transition, communication, and that's something. I mean, Michigan plays a lot of four-guard lineups with Novak playing the four. He's more of a guard. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the defensive transition is going to get, you know, that's going to be a big part of this game. I think both teams, us and them, want to run, so something we can take from that.
Does it make it a challenge? And you mentioned Novak and being a four, playing more like a guard. How much of a challenge does that provide you then? Obviously, having a height advantage, and I would imagine he's a guy that you're going to be drawing when you're out there most of the time.
Yeah, we haven't introduced him yet. We haven't gone over the scout yet, but I think he does play a lot of the four, so that'll probably be a good matchup for them because he's quick enough to stay in front of me. But as you said, I have a height advantage on him, so I can take him down the post. I can get some offensive rebounds over him, and, I mean, it'll just be a good matchup. I think both teams are good. Looking forward to it.
Over the course of the Big Ten, the second year it's been able to come in, and the level of play hasn't really dropped. Are you guys getting that cohesiveness yourself, Bryce, and, you know, when Devin comes in there last couple of games?
Yeah, we got a deep team. We've got a lot of players off the bench that can come in and impact the game, as you said. And I think that's key for, you know, if a starter goes out, you can't lose that much production when you go to the bench. So.